This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
This is On Call, the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with James. Hi, James. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for talking to me. I have a disc question for you.
Okay.
Unfortunately, about 6 months ago, I herniated a disc. There's a center herniation, and you know, I've been doing pretty good on the recovery so far, probably with physical therapy and chiropractic. I'm probably about, the doctor definition, that would be 65-70% of the way through a full recovery. But I guess my question kind of has to do with what the definition of full recovery is. I've been told, you know, a lot of the things that activities I used to do before, just things that I'm not really going to be able to do in the future, you know, rougher sports, downhill skiing, things like that. And that was just kind of a bummer to hear that disc is never really going to fully recover. It's degenerated, and it's not really going to, not like it's ever going to grow back. I'm just always going to have to be careful. And I'm just wondering, through lifestyle changes and diet, if there's really anything I can do. Can you ever expect that in some cases to grow back and get back to your potential where you were before, or not really?
Tell me a little bit more about your back surgery, what they did exactly.
Well, I didn't actually have surgery.
Didn't have the surgery. Okay.
Right. I went to a surgeon, and he kind of gave me the option. You know, he said a piece of it actually came off, and you could see it pretty clearly on the MRI. But I'm getting better fast enough that he kind of left it up to me. It's up to you if you want to have that piece removed through. I think he called it a discectomy. Can't really say that word, but basically they go in with a little tube and they kind of suck that loose piece out. And, I just kind of opted not to do it. And as long as I'm not doing any nerve damage, which he didn't think I was. And, here I am 6 months later. I'm probably 70-60% of the way better. I'm walking and not running yet or anything.
That's okay.
But, I asked him, am I always going to have to be real careful and worry about this? And I'm only 28 years old. And
the foods that we eat are either going to produce inflammation or they're not, depending on the kind of foods that we eat. So an anti-inflammatory-based diet, like the one in my book, Empowering Your Health, is a great way to go. So I think that's fine, but is that going to regenerate the disc itself? That's a real tough call, because discs typically don't regenerate. Once they begin to degenerate, or you herniate or something like that. And a bulging disc, you can get to kind of move, that little centerpiece can move around a little bit. You can get the pressure off of a nerve. But when there's any kind of separation of the disc, or a little piece has been torn off, that's why he's talking about going in and removing the piece, because it's not going to mend back. And it could continually be floating around in there and continue to cause you pain, depending on where it is at any given time. I haven't seen the MRI, so I don't know, but I'm just guessing that that's probably what the case is. So the other is, is diet going to help? Yes. Supplements, are they going to help? Yes, because you've got to do things to lower inflammation. But you remember, the health triangle is a three-piece side. You've got the mental side, which is the brain chemistry, the neurotransmitters, and the subconscious mind. And then you have the structural side, the bones, the muscles, and the nerves, which is what you've been dealing with on physical therapy and that sort of thing. And then you got the chemical side, which is all the body physiology and how well it works. So getting the body chemistry balanced out is going to be a key as well. And that's going to help. Sulfur is a mineral that you can actually use. And sulfur has been used, as long as you're not allergic to sulfur, which some people are. But sulfur is actually one of the top nutrients that you can take in to help completely rebuild, but to kind of strengthen and support healthy disc and disc integrity. So sulfur can be a great benefit to you. Also, high levels of vitamin C can help repair and kind of strengthen the disc itself. So those are some things that will help. Keep your fats up. At least 33% of your diet needs to be the good, healthy fats. By keeping those up and keeping those balanced, I think you're going to notice a big difference in how you feel. But the surgery is not that big of a deal. I mean, it is a big deal. Any surgery is a big deal. But if the pain doesn't change, and you, even after you've done everything, you've done the physical therapy and the exercises, and you've worked on your posture, and you've stayed in shape by working out and taking care of your core muscles around your waistline, your abdominal muscles, and your lower back muscles, if there's still pain after all of that, and you eat well, and you do the things we're talking about, cod liver oil, your omega-3 fats, getting those up, vitamin D levels, getting those up, doing all the things that you know to do, and at the end of the day, you're still getting a lot of pain, you might want to consider the procedure. I get it that you're young. You're thinking, man, I'm way too young to be doing something like that. But the fact is you're active and you want to enjoy your life, so if there is a procedure like that that can help you, I think that's why he went the conservative route, which I appreciate from him. To, hey, listen, go for it. Do, you know, here's some options. You can do this. See how it works for you. Because he's always there. He's not going anywhere. He'll be ready to set an appointment with you at any time. Go in and knock that out. But if you can do a lot of this on your own, I think there's going to be great victory for you, which I think you're talking about. And you'll kind of be in a good place. So anyway, just get started on some of those principles. Get a copy of my book. I think it'll be a great help to you. And kind of get started on some of these and go from there. Keep me posted, though. You can always call me here on the show or email me at thanks. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. Let's go to Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
How can I help, sir?
How are you doing this evening?
Living well, man. What's up?
Good, good. I've been having, this has been going on for the last couple of years. I'm 48 years old. And I've got a lot of soreness in my hands and in my feet. And I also, it seems like it's getting worse. I've been having real sharp, sharp electrical shock pains that'll hit me. I had one in my shin today. And then I get them in my big toes. I get them in my rib cage at times. And also I've been having a lot of muscle spasms. And I've had an MRI done and also x-rays. I had an endoscopy done. I had gallbladder surgery about a month and a half ago. They thought that would help, and it didn't. The doctor has me on 75 milligrams twice a day of Lyrica.
Okay.
And he said that he really doesn't know what's going on. And the reason he put me on Lyrica because he thought maybe it was fibromyalgia, but that's not helping at all. And I just don't know which way to turn from here. I'm pretty concerned. I had gone to a chiropractor for years. I was having a lot of pain in between my shoulder blades, which I still do. But about 6 months ago, he adjusted me. And I started having real bad electrical shocks in my heels.
Well, I tell you what, from that type of therapy right there, we're going into a break. Let's finish up with the chronic pain that you're having. We've got some answers. This is On Call.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. That's what we talk about here on the show all the time because it's true. The body changes every single day. Are you willing to change with it? Going into the break, talking with Kevin. Kevin's 48 years young, and he's dealing with some pain in different parts of his arms and legs and soreness in his hands and feet, got muscle spasms, and been through the ringer a little bit. And they had gallbladder surgery. You're taking 75 milligrams of Lyrica now, and you said you had done some chiropractic therapy recently, or I guess about 6 months ago, and when they did the adjustment in the middle of the back, it shot, pins and needles down into your feet? And is that still going on, or what's kind of the update right now?
Well, They adjusted between my shoulder blades, and I began to get real bad, sharp jolting pain in my feet.
Mm.
And that's when I quit going.
Yeah,
and
I understand.
I still get the sharp pains in my big toes, and I've got one in my leg today. I get them up in my rib cage sometimes, in my arms sometimes. I have a lot of soreness. I'm sore under my arms. I'm really sore between my shoulder blades. If I do anything strenuous, it's like it takes me twice as long to recover from the soreness than a normal person.
Sure. I get that. Well,
and I just don't know which way to turn on this because, I'm searching, but I just have not found the answer yet. There's definitely something wrong, and I wanted to try to catch it if it was something that was going to cause too much damage too quick, but this has been going on for quite a while, but it's just getting worse.
I get it. And with the doctors, do they feel like they've done all the tests that they can do and they're just scratching their heads right now at this point?
Well, the doctor that I'm going to is at a small hospital, and he seems to think that he had told me basically that he had run as many tests as he knew what to run, and he just doesn't know what it is.
When did it kick in? And I know you're 48. When did this start? And was there a trigger? Was there a major moment where you noticed a change? Was it night and day, or was it very slow?
No, it was very slow. And to be honest with you, I've been married 25 years, and when I first got married, I began to feeling a little kind of a dull pain at the tops of my feet. And I also noticed a little soreness. But it gradually has gotten worse and worse over the years, and I thought it was because my back or something, and that's why I went to the chiropractor. But my back doesn't feel any better or worse now that I stopped going.
No, that's because it's probably not the structural side of the body that's really the root cause. The root cause sounds like it's coming more from the chemical side of the health triangle that we talk about in natural medicine. So that's really where I would go right out of the gate. Now, blood tests, I'm sure they've done tons of those. Did they do any tests for a potential autoimmune? Did they look for things like rheumatoid and anything like that? Do you know if they did that?
I'm not really sure about that.
You're not sure. Okay. Yeah, that's something that you would want to have done. Maybe you go back to your family physician, you talk to them, that either have them look for any kind of autoimmune disease. There's several blood tests they can run, ANA, there's rheumatoid factor. There's several blood tests that they can run to see if that's even a possibility. Now, diet, believe it or not, plays a big role. The kind of pains and aches that you're having, dietary habits play a big role. Now, the blood tests are important. You have to get that done because that's going to instantly begin to rule things in and out. If they've done all the tests, though, they may already have that on file. Maybe you could just ask them. They could tell you it's normal. That would be good information to know. But talk to me a little bit about your diet. Talk to me about your lifestyle choices. Are you under a lot of stress? Is life difficult? Is it hard? Are you under a lot of pressure? Or is life pretty easy?
I think it's about average. I have five kids, so, you know, it's stress, you know.
It's a joy, but it's stressful.
I do drive truck, and I do not eat at the truck stops. I eat on my truck. I eat some soup, Subway sandwiches, stuff like that. I'm not a big sweet eater. I do like vegetables and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, a couple things I would get started with. Definitely your foods. I mean, being on the road, packing your foods, if you can, is going to be important. I would come off all gluten. And this is going to be tough. This one right here is going to be tough on the road. But bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, if it has flour in it, I would stay off of it for a period of about 8 weeks. It takes 7.5 weeks for the little gluten protein, which is in most of the grains, to come out of your system. And the gluten, it takes a little bit of time. But it's one of the number one irritants in the body that can cause a lot of random joint aches and pains where no one really knows where it's coming from. And I'd be curious to see how your body responds to that. There's a blood test called the anti-gliadin antibody that they can check. And that might be something you want to ask your physician, your family physician, to be able to check on you to see if that's potential that you don't handle gluten well. But even still, even when it doesn't come up positive, I've seen that people do very well without it. But with these symptoms, I think that's going to be a key. Kicking up cod liver oil, a tablespoon twice a day is going to be helpful. The foundational four, which is a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, probiotics, and then, of course, the cod liver oil. Going on the anti-inflammatory diet, that's a big key. But vitamin D is really big with these kind of random joint aches and pains, especially people that mimic fibromyalgia, but then they say, oh, it's not really fibromyalgia. So when you get the blood test done, go get your vitamin D levels checked and make sure your blood test is between 70 and 90 and see what they say. But get started down that path. Don't give up hope because you're not stuck. There are answers for you. Keep on the path that you're on, and we're here to help every step of the way. This is On Call.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. What are you struggling with? We could talk about it here on this show. And don't forget, now we're going to go to Marianne. Hi, Marianne. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Well, my cause isn't too much, but I have these brown spots that come up, and they look like warts, kind of, and they're a nuisance. And I wonder what is causing those. Would it be diet or something like that?
Now, where do they pop up? Are they on your hands?
Well, they come, you know, like maybe like a brown spot, and then they turn into these little flat warts.
They are warts for sure, right?
Well, I don't know if they're warts or not, but they look, the skin feels like that.
Do they have the little seeds in the middle of them?
Kind of like that. Okay. Yeah.
Now, I would, well, there's a couple things you can do. First, you might want to go to your dermatologist, have them take a look at it.
I did.
And did they say there were warts?
He burned some off, but I wondered if you could tell me how to get rid of them other than burning them off.
Okay. There's a couple things you can do. Now, the burning that they use works very well, so that's one way to do it. I mean, I'm a big fan of that because it does work. But typically warts, if that's what they are caused by the human papillomavirus. And so there's really an old school way to do it where you can use duct tape. And this sounds crazy, but it works. And you put duct tape over the wart itself, and you have to put it on there, leave it on there for the day, and you tear it off about three times a day. The tearing and the glue that's in the duct tape, along with the tearing and the shearing force of just pulling the duct tape off the skin, irritates it. It can kill off the actual wart itself. That's one way to go. The other is to focus on doing the things that will kill off viruses in the body. One of those being making sure you stay away from L-arginine, which is an amino acid, and the foods that contain high levels of L-arginine, such as almonds and chocolate. They both do that. But along with that is you want to increase L-lysine. Lysine is an amino acid, but it's kind of the antagonist. It's the one that will get rid of viruses within the body, and you can handle a pretty good dosage of that. So just follow the directions on the label. You can get those at pretty much any health food store, and those are great antivirals for the body, and that can help out tremendously. But that's one of the main reasons that you struggle with that, is that it's a virus that kicks in, it's in the body, and can cause those warts. And when we get under stress, of course, that adds to it and can make it, you know, flare up even worse. So get started on that. Let me know if you need any more help. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. Let's go now to Donna. Hi, Donna.
Hi. How are you? First of all, I want to thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
Well, I have two questions about my thyroid.
Okay.
Like 5 years ago, I guess they found that I had hypothyroid and put me on Centroid 75. It seemed to work well. I was taking the generic brand. So I leave and I go to Iraq, and I'm there for 13 months. I come home February this past year.
Okay.
And I start feeling the same way that I had felt when they diagnosed me. I start gaining the weight back and feeling lazy, my hair falling out, my skin so dry and terrible. So I let it go on for a while, and then I go check it out, and it's back to, I guess, 20. Does that sound like? Because I guess the normal level is what?
For which one?
For hypothyroid.
Well, for,
I mean, like,
TSH.
Like mine was 20, whatever that is, if that's bad or whatever. But
that's it's high, but the higher the number on thyroid,
lower,
which is your TSH, right, the lower your thyroid function is. So,
okay, so
mine
was 20.
If the number was real low, like if it was 0.7, that would mean your thyroid's running really, really fast. So if your number was 20,
really slow.
Right. So if your number was 20, that means your TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, that's what it stands for. It's a simple blood test, but it's kind of the gold standard by endocrinologists. Some people are T4, T3 people, and other docs are TSH people. And most people kind of lay on the standard of the TSH. So if the TSH is above, you always want it between 1.8, well, actually about 1.5 and 2.2. That's a good number range. If you keep it in there, that's where everything's hunky-dory and everybody's happy. You start going above that, like 5.0, 6.0, 7.0, 20.0, that thing is running really, really slow. So where are you right now? You're taking the Synthroid, but you gained the weight, and you feel like you're back at your starting point. You got dry skin, and you're just frustrated. Is that right?
Yes. Well, you know, and they literally accuse me of not taking my medicine, but I make sure I take that medicine every day. So they increased it now, you know, to 100, and start making me take brand name. You know, I can't take the generic anymore. Then I went back and had it checked again. Now they increased it to 112. Well, I still can't lose my weight. I do feel better. My skin is still real dry. My hair's not falling out much anymore, but I cannot get rid of that weight. I guess my two questions were, you know, number one, like last time when they diagnosed it, you know, I lost my weight immediately as soon as I got back on the medicine. This
right.
time I have not. And my second question, can being in a different country or something like that, a different culture, a different area, a different atmosphere, a different environment, trigger something like that?
Well, it can. And the funny thing is, it's not really the environment or the air or the geographic location. It's more the foods that you're eating. Because the additives and the preservatives and things that we have in foods here in America are completely different than a lot of the third world countries. And their food quality actually there a lot of times is much better than ours.
Wow.
Unless you're getting organic. Oh, it's that big of a deal. Oh, yeah. And so that's the first thing I would start doing with you is I would start following a very, very clean diet. I mean, I would make that absolutely as important as it is to take Synthroid every day for you to keep your thyroid function up. And there's several things you can do as well to keep thyroid function working a little bit better. Your hypothyroidism, or hypo means low, low function. You want to stay away from the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower. I know you're thinking, well, that's supposed to be healthy, right? Well, there's components in it that will actually slow the thyroid down even more. Cabbage family, so that means most salads, except for spinach lettuce, that's okay. But see, there's several things that are going on to help keep slowing your thyroid down. It's going to keep the weight on. So you want to do that. The anti-inflammatory diet, start on that. It'll give you a great guide. It's in my book, Empowering Your Health, which is at all the bookstores. But I would start there. And then you want to do certain supplements that can be helpful to you. Now, with thyroid, you always want to think tyrosine, because tyrosine helps T4 convert into T3, which are the two main thyroid hormones. And then also, you want to look at organic iodine. Most people that are deficient in iodine deal with thyroid issues. And iodine is the number one trace mineral that we need for our thyroid to function well. You might want to look into that. Iodine you can pick up at most of your health food stores nowadays. And you can test it. They actually can get a little drop. You put it on your skin. It'll turn a yellow-orange color. And you leave it there for a period of about 3 hours. And if it fades out, completely gone, it means you desperately need it. But that little yellow-orange dot stays on there for 4, 5, 6, 7 hours, you're probably okay. But a lot of times you'll see it absorb in like 20 or 30 minutes. Pretty incredible. So a lot of people are deficient in iodine, but tyrosine works well. And then to kind of speed the thyroid up into more of a normal function, you can look at things like coconut oil is very, very good at doing that, and it'll get things balanced out. So those are some things that you might want to look into as far as that goes. But I do want to say, as you kind of walk this journey out and you look into getting the weight off, that you can do it. You're not stuck, and you're not in a prison of thyroid hormone, or you're not in a prison of things that can't where you can't get out of it. We just have to find the right answers. I would say when you go to your physician next time, ask them to run some of the tests on estrogen. Now, here's a key. When you have some excess weight, body fat, that you can't get off, and you feel like you're working out, you feel like you're eating well, and you're doing the things that you know to do, when you go to your physician, your family physician, have them run estrone and estradiol. Well, there's another one called estriol. I would go ahead and have them run all three estrogens, your progesterone, your testosterone, and FSH and LH. All of those play key roles with your hormones, and I would see how that works and see exactly what's going on and how they can help you. Because if those are off, you're going to store body fat, and nothing you can do can get that off of your body. And you're frustrated, and you feel like it'll eliminate that. It always comes down to the hormones at the end of the day and getting those balanced, okay? Thanks so much for serving our country and doing what you do, whatever you do, and what aspect of it. And you're a real blessing to us. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. Check us out, Twitter and Facebook, both at Dr. Asa On Call. You can sign up there, get into the social media world. And check us out in our weekly email newsletter. We send out a recipe of the week. Also, our newsletter for the week to empower you and encourage you with your health and with your life. Let's go to Mikey now. Hi, Mikey. What's up?
Hey, Doc, thanks for taking my call.
You got
I have a question, and I don't mean to, you know, be rude if there's anybody out there with this issue, and I don't mean to be ignorant. I found out about a month and a half ago that somebody I work with is HIV positive.
Sure.
And when I first found out, you know, I was fine with it. I was like, oh, you know, he seems like he's doing okay, and he's healthy. And then for some reason, out of nowhere, I started fixating on all these ridiculous scenarios where I could possibly become infected by working with him. And I work in retail, so I don't work in a medical field. But so, like, the last example was he came into work and I stuck my fist out to give him, like, you know, like a fist bump.
The,
like,
big knuckle.
And,
right. Hey, what's up? Right.
And he went and punched my fist, and I looked at my fist after, and it was, like, a little, like, kind of red and chafed. And I was thinking, you know, like, what if he had, like, a scratch or something on his knuckles, you know? And I know that sounds silly, but...
It's not. It's not. Hang tight. We'll talk about HIV when we come out of this break, okay? This is On Call.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com, and use promo code 1191.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. The list goes on and on, but we want to help you. Go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Going to the break, we were talking with Mikey. Mikey's been dealing with a coworker who just got diagnosed with HIV, and he's trying to be normal about it, but he's just got a couple of things that might be just, you know, just kind of raise the red flag. And I can understand why. I mean, it kind of freaks you out. You think HIV, and you want to be cool about everything, but you also want to be cautious at the same time. And you just right. want to know kind of the boundaries, I guess, of what to be worried about and what not to be. So you're hanging out with your coworker, and you give him the big knuckle. And what happens now? You're giving me the story.
Yeah. So he came in, and and it wasn't because I was scared to like shake his hand or anything. It's just kind of, you know, a thing that I do. And I guess just to be kind of funny or whatever, he punched me in the knuckles. And I looked at my hand, and I noticed, you know, it obviously wasn't gushing blood, but you know, my knuckles were kind of a little bit sort of like chafed and like reddish. And I was kind of thinking, you know, like, how do I know that he didn't have, like, a cut on his hand with maybe, like, a scab on it that could have, like, broken open and there could have been an exchange of blood? And, you know, that was the most recent example. There's been a couple other things that kind of have happened like that where I figure out these ways to fixate on, like, a potential way that I could have infected myself, no matter how remote it is. There's something about not being able to say that I'm 100% safe that it just really makes me uncomfortable at the workplace with it, basically.
I get it. Well, the deal is probably the chafe did not infect you. And I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying it probably didn't.
Right.
I wouldn't worry about it. But I know your mind is reeling, and
right.
you want to shut it down, and you don't want that to be affecting you every day and almost be OCD about the whole thing.
That's right. Because, you know, I've never really had you know, I get a little OCD about certain things that get on, I guess, what I like to call the treadmill. You know, when you get something on, like, the treadmill in your mind, and no matter how much you're, like, ignore it or it's silly, you just seem to, like, you can't rationalize it out of your thought process. And with something like this, I guess because it's just a serious ordeal, it's just something that I'm kind of struggling with a little bit.
Well, key is realize this. It takes a lot to get infected with HIV. They've proven, without a shadow of a doubt, that it has to be pretty much semen or vaginal fluid or blood. And I mean, to a T, I mean, it really, they've got it narrowed down. So the chances of something like that happening, if he sneezed on you, or if he, I mean, this sounds gross, but if he peed on you, it's not, I mean, the urine and saliva and that, there's just extreme low concentrations of HIV found in those body fluids, and it's just nothing that you need to worry about. So, I mean, if he goes and goes to the bathroom and, you know, you just want to, you don't need to, I don't think you need to be overly cautious about that. Like if he didn't wash his hands after he went to the bathroom or something. I mean, just know that you'd have to be in a pretty extreme situation with him for that to happen. And if you realize that, it'll probably give you a lot of peace as you walk along the way. Now, just for kicks and giggles, I will tell you that if you do have any kind of OCD tendencies and begin to fixate like that and get on the hamster wheel with certain thoughts, something that's really good for that is acetylcholine. It's a brain chemical, neurotransmitter. When it gets low in the brain, then our fears and our phobias and things can kind of surface a little bit more, and we can fixate on them more than we should. So some things that can help with that that are completely natural, one is called galantamine, vitamin B5, and then also phosphatidylcholine, which is lecithin. It's found in egg yolks, but you can get it in a supplemental form too that works really well. Using those on a regular basis along with cod liver oil for the omega-3 fats to support the brain chemistry, great stuff. And keep your protein intake high too, the good lean quality proteins. I know that's just a side fact, but it really does help in those thought processes as you're walking through something like this. Because I know, I mean, everybody's got their thing. And I don't think it would be easy for anybody to be around. But just know, it's got to be an extreme situation for you to get infected. Okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call. Let's go to Robert now. Hi, Robert. Welcome.
Doctor?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for returning my call.
Of course. How can I help?
I have what I believe may be neuropathy of the feet,
okay.
Either one foot or the other foot, or sometimes both feet. I was taken to the hospital with both feet. I couldn't walk. And the doctor came in and said the hydrochlorothiazide that I was taking is what caused that. So I stopped that and started taking back to Lasix. But it continued, so I stopped all that too. And I get, you know, my feet get like, it's like a terrible, terrible toothache.
But and is it on the top of the feet or is it in the bottom of the arch?
Oh, it travels around my feet.
And have you been diagnosed with diabetes?
They told me I had blood sugar, but I can control it with what I eat.
So you're on that borderline phase. They didn't have to really put you on medicine for that, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So you're just in a place right now where you're starting to get a lot of the neuropathies. Is it on both feet or just one?
It's just on one or the other.
It'll switch back and forth?
Yes, and sometimes it's on both of the feet.
Okay. This is my encouragement to you for right now. First, you want to do this. You want to make sure that you go to your physician. I would see a DO, it's a doctor of osteopathic medicine, have them take a look at you and do a full evaluation. Also, because you need to look at the structural part of the body too, the lower back, the nerves travel out of the lower back and go into the feet. Make sure that's evaluated and ruled out, as it's not something that's majorly wrong. Also, high levels of omega-3 fats like cod liver oil, but vitamin B6 in the version of pyridoxine. Pyridoxine has been shown and proven to help with neuropathies. That's typically a nutritional deficiency that you're dealing with. I would look into that as well. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to Ball on Call.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.